done like that.
I've done it like that before. I just talk right near Mike.
If it's so great, how come you don't always do it like that?
Because I forget. Because I'm used to the other way. This is better. As long as you don't, like, look behind you and start doing the podcast.
All right, calm down.
No.
We're not doing a bit right now. Stop yelling at me.
No!
All right, it's a bit now. There.
I'm done.
July 21st, apparently, 2017.
You mean apparently? Did it change on me?
I just wasn't sure. I don't know. It seemed wrong to me. But here we are. It's going to be terrific. This is Mike Benoit, joined by my brother AJ.
Yo!
How's it going?
Good.
Good. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, playing video games. Watching Disney news.
That's nice. Yeah.
Let's talk about that, shall we?
Yeah, I guess people kind of expected us to. Is that our topic? Because we have Destiny 2 beta.
Yeah, we'll do both of those.
Okay.
Let's start with D23.
Do you have like a list or we kind of...
I do have a list.
Hey!
Let me pull it up. I can wing it too. Let's start. So,
D23, for those who don't know, is like a... Is it biannual still?
Yes.
So it's a biannual Disney version of E3 is kind of what you're
thinking. Yeah, that's a good
way of putting it. Disney version of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
San Diego one. They make a lot of announcements about their stuff, their movies, and theme parks being the two big. And they, like, had a lot of theme park announcements. And it's a lot of this stuff was kind of rumored things. And usually when there's all these rumors, like, a few of them are true. Almost all of them were true this time.
Yeah, they were pretty accurate.
So, let's get to it.
Star Wars stuff.
Not a whole... I mean, it's at this point, this stuff's coming.
So, we got a name. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Which, to me, is just another way of saying the Outer Rim, but whatever.
I think it's, like, supposed to be before the Outer Rim.
Then it wouldn't be the Edge of the Galaxy.
It's the
AJ,
I don't know.
How would it be before the Outer Rim if it's the Edge of the Galaxy?
Actually, it does have this whole backstory. It's kind of neat. Wow. So, I don't think they gave the planet a name yet. But this planet was, like, in the pre-Lightspeed days, it was, like, a major trading post. And then, and it's basically Radiator Springs, right?
Yeah, but there's no... What do you mean pre-Lightspeed days?
Like, thousands of years ago.
Well, so, but... Nobody would get there unless besides local inhabitants, you mean.
It's not like actual light speed. It's subspace or whatever. It's Star Wars.
Okay, well, fine.
It's the will of the Force.
So before there was light speed, people were still traveling through space and getting to planets.
Right.
Okay. Just not this quickly.
So this was like a... Yeah, it's like... I'm so saying out loud. It's Radiator Springs. It was bypassed by the interstate of light speed. And there's not as many people come here anymore, except like, you know, scoundrels and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. We got, like, some really sweet concept art of, like, inside the Millennium Falcon attraction, which is very literal. Like, I was wondering if it was going to be, like, some weird VR,
so
AR
thing. It is going to be, like...
You're in the cockpit, and there's, like...
It's funny, it's going to kind of be like Star Tours, but with the Millennium Falcon.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, that's fine, right?
This is all good things. So they talked a lot about how there's, like... Your choices matter while you're there, like a BioWare game.
Yeah.
One of the things I'd heard Jeff was telling about this is like, so the Millennium Falcon attraction is like something you can win.
Yeah, it is somehow interactive.
So like that
Men in Black attraction, it had a good ending and a bad ending.
So I guess but it goes further than that. Like say you wreck the Millennium Falcon, like you bring it back, it's all kind of beat up. Then you go to a shop later and you want to buy something. They're like, oh, why should I work with you? You're a terrible pilot. Like, it's weird stuff like that.
Interesting.
Like, that's just so mind-blowing to me.
Oh, they could have... It'd be great if they actually didn't sell to you.
Right?
Like, you can't get this hat. You suck at flying the Millennium Falcon. So, so there's that. I mean, they didn't say as much about the Battle Escape. It's weird that ride doesn't have a name yet. It's just Battle Escape.
Yeah, it might be the name.
Not much of a name.
I also like, you can see it from the model, there's like three different entry points, and each one has like a kind of theme to it. Like, one gets right into the town, one is like the forest on the outskirts where like the resistance are kind of hiding out.
Well, is it because the forest one is where it connects to Critter Country, right?
In Disneyland, yeah.
Yeah, well, Disneyland has three entrances. Hollywood Studios is going to have two.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the other entrance is like the First Order one, like you walk past a TIE fighter and stuff.
Now, which one's connecting to, like, Frontierland?
The main entrance, I think. Like, the front that just goes right into the...
Where's the other one connecting from, then? Fantasyland?
Yes, Fantasyland. Okay. They'll make it work.
Sure.
They'll put up a big rock wall. It'll be great. Mm-hmm. So we also found out the rumors were true of a Star Wars hotel.
No.
So, I don't know, did you read much about this?
Not a whole lot.
It's like, it's LARPing, basically. There's no windows. All the windows are fake, and they look out into space.
Right.
They even said you will be given themed attire.
Yeah, this, I mean, it sounds interesting. There's not a lot of details, like, where it'll be, for one thing. Because, like, the first rumor was that this would literally be in Star Wars land. I don't think there's room for that there.
Yeah, so, if you listen to the Too Old For This podcast, you can hear Jeff Janet and I talk about a lot of this. Jeff was saying it'd be cool if this was, like, treated like a cruise. Like, you did this for 3 days, right, and you were just in there. And I was saying, I can't remember if I read this somewhere, if it was, like, a hypothesis someone came up with, I just dreamed it up. Wouldn't it be cool if they're like, okay, we're gonna, like, you're gonna go to the planet that is Galaxy's Edge, so you get in what looks like a transport ship, and it's just like a shuttle, but kind of like the Hogwarts Express, where the windows, again, are fake, and it looks like you're going through hyperspeed, and they, like, literally drive you into through the backstage and drop you in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
So you're still completely, like, in character and immersed in the whole thing.
But, I mean, like, why do you want to go to Magic Kingdom for a day?
Well, you don't do this.
I guess not.
That, like I said, that's why it's like a cruise. Like, pretend you're confined to this thing.
They have an itinerary for
it. Right. Hmm. Again, it's going to be absurdly expensive, I'm sure, but yes. Boy, would I love to do that.
I'm sure. Oh, my God. It'd be fun to do once.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So outside of Star Wars, then.
Let's go to Epcot.
There's a lot of Epcot stuff.
Epcot's getting all kinds of love, which has been heavily rumored.
It's kind of the next pet project now that after all the Hollywood studio stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like first it was Magic Kingdom.
New Fantasyland.
Then we had to give Animal Kingdom all of its night stuff and Avatar Land, and now Hollywood Studios getting all that stuff, and now it's to Epcot.
Mm-hmm. So, again, rumors were true. Ellen's Energy Adventure, which people are actually upset is going away. I can't help you there.
Ellen's Energy. It's nothing not sacred, right?
Is going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction. We know nothing about what the attraction is.
It's not going to be the Tower of Terror thing.
No. It's not going to be like a dupe of that. The backstory is so freaking smart.
Yeah.
The Guardians are here because Peter Quill visited Epcot in the 80s and wants to take them there. Which means there better be a moment in the ride where he's really upset that the animatronic dinosaurs aren't there.
That'd be fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so self-referential. I love
it. It'll allow them to do a lot of, like, old Epcot stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You
all kind
have,
of 80s
You can bring back some of those old songs, mm-hmm, and stuff. Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. So we have that. Mission Space is getting a surprising number of upgrades. So
you gotta get people in there somehow.
A new restaurant, which, do you know, did they say where the restaurant's going? No. Is it like replacing the Wonders of Life?
I don't know if it's replacing Wonders of Life. That's going a in pretty big space.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at their, like, concept art of what Epcot will look like, the Wonders of Life Pavilion is there.
Right. So, and all lit up and stuff. So I wonder if they're, like, just building this restaurant in there and still keeping a portion of that building for, like, the private events that they hold there.
Maybe.
The restaurant's being run by the same group who does Via Napoli, Italia, mm-hmm, and Morimoto Asia.
And it's going to kind of look like you're in a space station the whole time, orbiting. Mm-hmm. Wasn't this a part of the plan of, like, the original space pavilion
Remember,
Epcot?
They wanted to do tenfold.
Yeah, at one point they wanted. But, they wanted it from, like Star Trek.
Say that out loud.
Yeah.
Boy, that would have been weird if they did a Star Trek thing and they have Star Wars.
Right.
Anyway. Also, the ride itself is getting upgraded. So the orange, more intense training, it sounds like it's the same structure, just like the Spider-Man ride, like better CG, so it looks not like a video game from 2003.
Sure.
And then the green is getting an entirely new mission where it's just about doing an Earth orbit.
So I wonder if it's to get rid of the pretense of even thrills, maybe.
And it's smart because now you give people an incentive to ride it twice.
Yeah.
Why not, you know?
So. Go now. I just know I'll never see that orange version, and that's fine by me.
Yeah. I told that story last night about you almost dying on that ride.
Who?
To Jeff and Jana.
Oh, right.
Again, no surprise, Ratatouille coming to the France Pavilion.
That's awesome. So I've been to Disneyland France and got to do this ride, and it was so good. And, like, as soon as you do it, like, this has to come to Epcot. It makes so much sense.
There's the expansion pad that was supposed to be for another country between France and Morocco, so it's going there.
Nice. Kind of like where they put that Arendelle stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That was an expansion pad, too, though, by now. So it's like, all right, we'll expand.
Speaking of expansion pads, one rumor that didn't come to fruition was a talk of a Brazil pavilion.
Brazil and or Spain.
Any new pavilion, yeah. Really,
it is interesting. There's not been, like, a straight-up new, like, country yet. They've done some stuff to World Showcase lately, which is nice, but they haven't had a full-on country in a long time.
Also, the rumors of Inside Out into the Imagination
Pavilion. That one did not happen yet, yeah.
And again, that stuff still could. Maybe they didn't want to do, like, everything.
Yeah. Right.
Now, what do you think of the kind of proposed redesign of Future World?
It's like, I get it. There's a lot more trees and stuff. There's, like, a hedge maze and whatnot. I kind of like the weird sort of, like, flat 80s sci-fi thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll miss that aesthetic a bit, but maybe that doesn't resonate with people who didn't actually live in the 80s. Like me. But, you know, I just like seeing Epcot getting some attention. I love Epcot. I mean, so I know some people are going to always be upset that Epcot's not exactly how it was in, like, 1992. And I get that.
That was the height of Epcot, wasn't it?
And I get that, but, you know, we've already been away from that.
We're way past that. That was 25 years ago.
The only thing I could think be more excited is if they were like, all right, we're just going to freaking put the old Imagination ride back in.
Yeah, like piece by piece.
Yeah.
Exact recreation. Yeah. Not going to happen. All right, let's hop back over to Hollywood Studios, where we are getting the first Mickey Mouse ride-through attraction.
Yeah, so...
Which is weird that it's taking this long.
This was also rumored, and, like, this one was rumored pretty exactly that it would even be with, like, the newer Mickey Mouse cartoon style.
Which I love.
Shorts.
Which I love.
So, it's not too much of a surprise that they're just getting rid of the Great Movie Ride. It's a little sad. It's been there forever.
The Great Movie Ride to me is three things: the alien scene, the Wicked Witch of the West animatronic, and that montage at the end, which isn't as good since they changed it.
Yeah, the alien scene. It was kind of a fun ride. It was getting a little old. The big problem with it was that it was from a time when Disney themselves didn't have very many brands or properties that people cared about.
That's why it was MGM
outside
Studios.
Of cartoons. So, yeah, that's why MGM Studios was so involved with this. And this is kind of like the last bit of, like, that really heavy MGM involvement, right?
Right.
You know, like with the Wicked Witch. It is going to be a shame that animatronic go away.
They'll put it somewhere else. They'll redress it.
but you get it. Also, it is strange that there is no big Mickey Mouse ride. It makes way more sense that Hub area looks like a Mickey Mouse, right?
Yeah. Can we bring that back? Mm-hmm. I liked it because they describe it as you step through the movie screen. Right. So I hope it's really presented like you're going into the Chinese theater to watch a Mickey Mouse cartoon. And... Oh, we're in the movie now. Like,
yeah,
that's cool.
Like, it's still the Chinese theater. Mm-hmm. And
that makes
that
sense.
Stuff. I don't wonder, like, yeah, we don't really quite understand how this ride is going to work. Is it going to be, like, the same vehicles, the same track?
I already solved it. They're going to take those old theater ride seats from Energy Adventure.
Oh, God.
Put them there. See? It makes sense now.
Why not just use the theater ride seats that are in the that ride already?
Nah. Bigger, Mike. Bigger.
Okay. Sure.
They described it as 2.5D and not needing glasses.
That's fine.
So whatever that
it's
means.
Funny how everyone's kind of going away from that now. Well, the Ratatouille ride's going to need glasses.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom. Can you believe it? Tron.
Yeah.
Is in the crown jewel park of Disney World. I love it.
I love it. It's so weird because, like, they were, like, really backing off from Tron for a bit. They canceled that third movie and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, the big ride at Magic Kingdom for a while is going to be Tron.
Right? It's weird. It's like it's a roller coaster next to a roller coaster, which is interesting.
Yeah, you know, right? They kind of fit with each other thematically. Yeah, it's interesting because so this one's already in Shanghai Disney. We're
and
kind
it's
of
highly rated.
Yeah, but there it kind of replaces Space Mountain.
Yeah,
and we just get both.
Yeah, hooray! Nice. Also, not going away is the Grand Prix Raceway. Everyone assumed.
Yeah, that
Tron
was also like
here.
That was like one of the things, and I never really liked that Grand Prix Raceway. To me, it's always a very popular ride. It's a ride that kids like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why you would get rid of that. That didn't make sense.
It's a
to
low
me.
Hourly capacity, and it's expensive to maintain.
Okay, well, you know what?
I mean, that's why that was like the argument for.
Yeah. Sure, but hey, there's. At some point, you replace the diesel engines with electric, and
that's what I was saying. Yeah,
and like, then it'll be cheaper, I assume.
Yeah, let's get that going.
Yeah, but
get a Tesla sponsorship in there.
It's really cool they're doing this. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff being announced, and you wonder like, what's?
I'm just excited because this is going to get you on a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
You will do this.
It might even be a little bit above my pay grade, but I'm like, I need to do the Tron roller coaster.
Right.
Sorry.
They also announced a live entertainment theater based in the iconic Willis Theater of 1920s Kansas City being built for Main Street.
Right.
It's hard to say where this is going. It looks like it's going in that building now where you like meet Mickey and Tinkerbell and Tony's is.
That seems like an important building.
Yeah, like they specifically say live entertainment, so I wonder what's going to.
I thought
go
they
in
said.
There.
I thought I recently said it was like an extension of Main Street, so maybe it was like going off one of those streets.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going, but
cool that, like, something new is coming to Main Street, though.
Right, and I wonder what they're going to... I wonder exactly what kind of shows they're going to do in there. It doesn't sound like it's going to be, like, an attraction, but, like, a rotating stage show-y thing, maybe.
So those were the big things. Some other things they hit. The Disney Hotel New York and Disneyland Paris is getting, like, a Marvel theme to it now.
I walked by that hotel. It looked nice. Mm-hmm. So, hey.
The mini vans have begun their pilot. This is, like, Disney's internal Uber.
Okay.
So if you don't want to wait for a bus, you can pay $20 and get an Uber. what do they call them? The Skyliner, which is the gondolas that we've been talking about. Those are happening. So initially, it'll connect from the Epcot International Gateway to Art of Animation, Pop Century, Caribbean Beach. Then they say other locations and Hollywood Studios. And we know one of the other locations is the Riviera, which is the new Vacation Club resort being built.
So it's going to be a little weird that Animal Kingdom is going to be like the only resort not connected to some kind of like fancier transportation system besides buses.
Yeah. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It's already been that way. Like, boats at least went to those parks before, so...
I guess so.
It's cool. I like how it's, like, this weird throwback to the old Sky Buckets, but big... Excuse me, but bigger.
Yeah, hopefully not as scary. Because I don't think I could do the Sky Buckets
anymore. You're, like, enclosed. And these fit, like, you know, enough people and make it worthwhile.
I don't think they shake. I don't think they...
New Disney cruise ships.
Yeah.
Toy Story Land is opening in the summer of 2018, probably right after we go.
Yeah, right.
And, in Disneyland, a California Adventure. So Paradise Pier is now Pixar Pier. So
this was kind of random.
Yeah, like the artist rendering shows like a Bing Bong's confectionery, some kind of theater is being built.
Are they going to replace the big Mickey wheel?
That's what I was saying. Like I mean, you have Mickey Mouse's face in the Sun wheel, and that's
it looks
kind
really
of,
nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Leave that because he's not on the roller coaster loop. They took that out, right?
Yeah.
So
do they retheme California Screaming?
I don't know. Do you?
What to even make that? What could you do?
I don't know. It's
incredible coaster.
This feels like, I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine, but it's like, did you really need to? Whatever.
It seems a little.
Whatever. I mean, my God, it's already a Pixar park for
right,
half
well, now this land. Well, this connects to Radiator Springs, which connects to a Bugs Land.
Yeah, right. Like, that whole side of the park is Pixar. And the other part of the park is now going to be Marvel. Very vague. This is probably a ways off, but they announced... in conjunction with the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, they say Spider-Man and the Avengers will be joining for a new immersive superhero universe. So I assume that means there's a Spider-Man ride and an Avengers
ride.
It's
weird that there's going to be another Spider-Man ride.
Right, because we have one at Universal. It's a pretty good
and
ride.
It's like one of the best rides ever. So like, I don't know how you're going to top that. I assume the Avengers ride is going to be a roller coaster, because that's been a rumor for a bit, some sort of Captain America quote-unquote roller coaster.
Cool.
But yeah. So, I don't know. This Disneyland stuff's real far away. The Disney World stuff's cool because you know it's at least coming by 2021 for the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What are you most excited about?
Star Wars.
Oh, besides that, we've known about that.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I really want to see what they do with that. I think especially with that whole hook of he's been here in the 80s. Mm. I think it's gonna do a good job of tapping into a lot of nostalgia and fan service.
I'm excited for you guys to be able to do Ratatouille.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, awesome. I'm pumped to do that. Really cool. That'll be fun.
All right, then.
So that's Disney World and Land and Paris. Funny how they don't talk about, like, Japan and Shanghai and stuff.
Well, they probably have different ways to talk about. I think they've done some stuff for those parks that these toys did before, but this is big Disney World focus here.
Sure.
So, all right, so want to move on to the Destiny 2 beta?
Destiny 2 beta is... So I like your headline. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, some of the fears I had going into this with that were met. It's not like when you play Assassin's Creed 2, you're like, this is so better. They improved everything. It feels like you're playing Destiny. Mm-hmm. You could tell there's been some graphical upgrades. The lighting's better. You know, things like that. But the UI is pretty much the same. Gameplay, the running, the gunning is very much the same. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think some people might not like that the single player mission in the beta. It feels a little bit more like that scripted Call of Duty kind of thing.
Yeah,
which is fine because it means, at least in this case, it wasn't that whole like I'm going to hack this terminal
right,
for 10 minutes while you fight waves of enemies.
I mean,
like that was like every mission in Destiny 1.
The the Destiny 1 story missions were already linear. It's just that they were kind of bland.
So right, right. Just so at least like there's some stuff going on.
Yeah.
So that was good. In the beta, there's no loot drops at all.
It was weird because there was loot none for of the PvP. RPG stuff's there because you're not leveling up. And you're
yeah.
Not, I liked the Destiny 1 beta where you literally made up for level 1 character and kind of just played to like level
8, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was fun.
So it's kind of yeah, it's kind of weird.
I don't know how I feel about the way they changed the weapon equipping. So
yeah.
So now it's not primary, secondary, and heavy. It's like you have a kinetic weapon, which can be anything, like a hand rifle or a handgun, a scout rifle, a pulse rifle. Then your secondary is an energy based one. So the same class of weapons, but they have an energy like fire or void attached. And then the final category is, like, everything else, which means sniper rifles, it's fusion rifles, shotguns, rocket launchers. Because, like, you can't... That's too general down there. And the whole point of Elemental, I thought, in Destiny was, like, in the higher levels, they have shields.
Yeah.
But you usually knew what it was going to be going in, because it was always that Nightfall.
Yeah.
It usually had a theme. So you just equipped your right one in that slot. But just having, like, one down there is, like, always, like, a backup option with limited ammo, because secondary ammo drops aren't as common. It's like, I guess I could have a pulse rifle and a hand cannon now, but why do I want to? Like, yeah. I'm not getting much benefit from the elemental side of it most of the time. Like, that doesn't matter. It just matter. Sucks that,
like, if you want to use a sniper rifle, you're using that very infrequently now, because it takes the rarest ammo type in the game to use it.
And I can
it.
Almost understand that in the Crucible.
I think...
But...
There seems to be a lot of changes made for the sake of the Crucible.
Change, yeah.
No, for the sake of the Crucible.
Yeah. I
because
can understand
like,
that.
like supers kind of charge up slower now.
We played three Crucible.
That was the thing I was the least plussed about was the Crucible.
I don't think I ever got my super charge. Like in matches, I was winning. I never got a super. Like, really?
Something about that, I don't know what it was.
The
like,
pace
I enjoyed
off.
Destiny 1 Crucible fine, but something about playing the Crucible here was just really bland.
Yeah, it just felt.
I was like, oh, here's this shit again.
Well, maybe it's just Overwatch has ruined us for it, but it felt slow. It felt kind of heartless.
I wonder if I just can't, like, first off, I'm like playing on a controller again. I'm like, eh.
Like, and that was fine. I can try to see that stuff, but it's just like, you have Saladin's like, okay, Guardians. Get in there.
All right.
And it's like, okay, great. Nothing's happening. This is kind of dull. And I still think having... Everyone who's like a Crucible player seems to like the 4v4. But like I said, now you have to have a team of 3 for strikes, a team of 4 for Crucibles, a team of 6 for raids.
Yeah, it's
just
weird.
All... It doesn't divide evenly. The strike was good.
The strike was real good.
It's not a full-blown raid, but it's got more mechanics to it than the strikes did.
Like, the boss was actually challenging. It took us a few tries. He had mechanics, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't just a giant version of the thing sponge. You've been fighting who's a bullet sponge. Yeah, with a bunch of ads.
Every strike boss is a bullet sponge. It was stupid. This one, yeah, there was actually things to do. I liked that. Like,
it took
us a few tries to get to kind of learn the fight a bit.
I like that the level itself, that it had some platforming. It had that thing with the drill you were avoiding. Like, there was stuff going on that doesn't usually happen in the game.
Right.
So that was good. I like that a lot, actually.
But, I mean, I'd be fine if strikes are kind of like a big chunk of the game. If they're all of that quality, that's fine.
Again, it's just the problem is, too, like, are you going to do that, like, 10 times a day?
Yeah. I guess my biggest question marks, and the thing that would sell me on Destiny 2 is if the kind of open world stuff is
right,
better.
Right, that is not in the beta.
That's not in the beta.
And that's the big question mark, right? Like, that could be what makes or breaks the game for me.
Right.
So this is what I will say, because we've still been kind of on the fence. Are we getting this on Xbox? Are we waiting the month and a half for the PC version?
I think you
version?
Can wait the month and a half.
I think I could wait the month and a half for the PC
You can contain
version.
Your excitement for a month and a half.
At least that beta will come in a few weeks and we could try it, too. Like, maybe that'll be like, oh my god, this is so much better.
Another thing, it's a day I spent the game. It seems like Hunter's really got the short end of literally the stick.
It's weird because like it was great as a warlock. I had this, I could hold down B button and drop this healing field. It felt that was actually super fun because I can't see your health. So it was either you guys are like, hey, we need a healing field. Okay, I'll come to you. Or hey, I'm dropping a healing field. Come to me if you want heals. Like we're communicating. Right. And then the Titans have like a shield wall,
which is incredibly useful. Yeah. We could use that.
You have a barrel roll.
I can dodge roll. Which...
Yeah, it doesn't benefit the team. Like, it should be a team mechanic,
No, it's
you
like
know?
A small dodge, and it, like, reloads your gun for you. Okay. Maybe it's more useful than I'm seeing, but...
Yeah, I feel like it should be something that has a dynamic with your team, and it just doesn't.
Real bizarre. So I don't know.
It's just so bizarre. Like, you think they would have blown it out for the sequel. Like, new classes, more than the three we've had.
Right. Plus, and one less subclass than we're used to now because, you know, the expansion I had one for Destiny 1, now there's three subclasses.
Yeah, is that really, like, confirmed? Like, it's just going to launch with two? Because that seems backwards.
And, like, one of them...
If anything, there should be, like, four, like, new element types.
I mean, one of the subclasses was quote-unquote new, but it's basically just, like, this Arc Shard thing, but just replaces Blade Dancer. Yeah. Even my super is exactly
that the same. That was the thing, you know, like, for me, I went for that thing that was, like, the just beef me up, like a buff for the fire... Warlock one to like this sweet fire sword. It's super fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, your thing looked no different than the Blade Dancer, just you had a staff instead.
I was like, okay. Weird choice for the like gun based class, melee gun based. Like, I was like, why do you, the wizards have the fire sword and I have the like a staff?
Yeah.
So like the magic staff. Just,
I don't know.
It's not, it's like, it's fine. It's like, yeah, this is all right. It doesn't get you excited.
It didn't move the needle for me, you know? Yeah. It didn't make me more excited. Didn't necessarily make me less excited. It's just like, well, this is kind of what I thought would happen.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's weird.
Like, I'm wondering if this game has something that's going to surprise me when I go to, like, actually play it. I don't know what that is, but there has to be something.
Maybe. Oh, we'll see. I don't know. It'll be weird.
So bizarre.
It's a little weird. I really would have liked to see, like... the Destiny 1 style beta where I'm like actually playing the game for a bit instead of like kind of getting these little weird pieces.
And I know like you know, there's that guy. It's like, well, it's a beta test. They're getting data on server. I was like,
No,
when it's a pre-order bonus, it's a promotional tool. Come on.
Obviously, there is some of that in all betas, like, but they're also
anytime it's tied to a pre-order bonus,
anytime
it's a promotional tool. Don't give me that. So
yeah. Hey, you're playing Final Fantasy XII.
Oh my god, Mike, it's so good.
Yeah, Final Fantasy XII is great.
Why is it so good?
Because it was incredibly ahead of its time, and people who like thought it was stupid back then were idiots.
Yeah.
And now everybody gets it.
So here's why it's so good. The whole Gambit system and the license board, like navigating those menus and setting that up, is just as fun as anything else you're doing in the game.
Yeah.
That's the secret sauce. Like, you know, managing your inventory in Destiny is not a good time. It's actually quite a pain in the ass because they don't tell you anything. But this, like, I could see where all these nodes go. I could plan ahead.
Yeah, it's real fun.
I could set all this stuff up. Like, even and just, it's, like, fun, it's fun to set up your gambits and then see them execute. Yeah, it's cool. So fun.
Yeah, I just love, like, looking at, like, that, like, the first time you even get access to, like, all those jobs, you're like, which ones do I like? Which ones look good here? And going through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Gambits are great. Yeah, it's like, you set them up, and then, like, you get into a fight, you're like, well, this isn't really working as well as I think. Like, maybe I should have it to heal when they're at less than 40% instead of 30%. You're just kind of tweaking with things. And,
it's so smart. And then you're like,
I really need another gambit slot. Do I want to use license points for that, or do I just want to increase this character's strength, or let him equip this? It's great. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's still, like, a really good-looking game.
Yeah, it's a great remaster. The redone music is redone wonderful. Music
is very nice.
Excellent.
That soundtrack is awesome.
Oh, so good. And like yeah, I just did a boss fight last night. It's that mimic queen you fight as you're coming out of the dungeon.
Yeah.
And like, you know, again, like in that fight, you're managing enough stuff that I don't feel like the game's on autopilot because of the gambit system. Like, I'm still doing stuff. It's just, this is so fun. I'm so delighted by that game. I'm glad they finally did that remaster that was leaked to us and only us many moons ago.
Yeah, right. That's good stuff.
That was fun. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Let's stop it.
Yeah, right, that's about it. I wasn't doing too much else. I'm going to try to start some games here soon. You
beat some weird JRPG or something.
I did. Again. It was fantastic. I could go on about it. Trails in the Sky, Sega Chapter was
You talked
so
about
good.
It, right?
I've talked about it before. But man, it's like one of my favorite JRPGs now. It was great.
Fancy.
Alright, so yeah, thanks for listening to the Exploding Bro Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to go to the Apple Podcast and Google Play and all that stuff. It's great. Alright, and yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week.
Bye-bye.